With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Several Republican senators rallied to support President Trump after a tense Oval Office meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Reporter Bernie Bennett has more on the story.
Speaking with reporters, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says President Trump reacted properly to Vladimir Zelensky being disrespectful.
Somebody asked me, am I embarrassed about Trump? I have never been more proud of the president. I was very proud of J.D. Vance, standing up for our country.
Other GOP senators who voiced clear support for Trump shortly after the interaction on social media included Florida Senator Rick Scott, Kansas Senator Roger Marshall, Missouri Senators Josh Hawley and Eric Schmidt, and West Virginia Senator Jim Justice. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Hamas has agreed, or accused, rather, Israel of trying to derail the fragile ceasefire in the Gaza Strip by embracing a new proposal to extend it. The militant group said Israel's decision to cut off aid to the territory this morning amounted to cheap extortion, a war crime, and a blatant attack on the agreement. Loss, worry, and prayers for better days mark Ramadan's start as a fragile ceasefire holds in Gaza. Some restaurants and coffee shops in Syria closed today as the observant Muslims begin fasting during the holy month of Ramadan, which started yesterday in Syria as its first since the fall of the Assad family after five decades of rule. Also at SRNnews.com, inflation dropped a little bit in January while the president's trade policies added uncertainty to the nation's economic outlook.
The latest numbers from the Commerce Department show a slight decrease in inflation last month as consumers cut back on spending by the most in 4 years. Economists are watching closely for any impact from ongoing tariff threats and potentially sweeping government job cuts. The president claims tariffs will make America rich, even though analysts expect consumers and companies will likely bear the brunt of higher import duties. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. After it, Kez, looking forward to a visit from Franklin Graham. With more, it's SRN's Michael Harrington.
The popular evangelist will preach the gospel for two nights, March 8th and 9th in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Local and international Christian musicians are scheduled to perform, and a coalition of local churches is laying the groundwork, complete with evangelism efforts. Graham plans to do a lot of globetrotting in 2025. He is due to appear at the European Congress on Evangelism in Berlin and preach stadium events in the UK, Belgium, Argentina, and Spain. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservative nonprofit backed by Elon Musk is getting involved in a race that will determine the political direction of the highest court in Wisconsin. Building America's Future is spending $1.6 million in television ads in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, supporting Republican former State Attorney General Brad Schmeimel. He is pro-life and opposes the LGBT agenda. More at srnnews.com. A hurricane-battered section of I-40 in North Carolina reopens to traffic this weekend. With more, it's George Williams.
Months after Hurricane Helene's historic flooding last fall led to the roadway's closure, a 20-mile section on the North Carolina side of the border will enable a partial restoration of travel with eastern Tennessee. It's not a complete reopening, as large portions will only have one narrowed lane in each direction and a reduced speed limit, which will create delays initially. Repairs to resume full four-lane flow aren't expected to be completed until well into next year. George Williams reporting.
New Mexico authorities say preliminary autopsy results did not determine how Gene Hackman and his wife died, but did rule out carbon monoxide. Officials say his pacemaker last showed activity on February 17th, meaning he may have died more than a week before his body was found. Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arca, were found Wednesday at their home. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.